New York Democrat Dan Goldman accuses conservatives in the South of holding rallies with swastikas. By Warner Todd Houston on October 11, 2023. During an appearance on Fox News on Wednesday, Representative Dan Goldman, DNY, would not condemn Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, for refusing to speak out against Palestinian terror, and also claimed that conservatives in the South often conduct rallies holding swastikas. On Wednesday, Fox and Friends host Lawrence Jones noted that many of the supporters of Palestinians have been seen at rallies in New York City holding swastikas. Watch, Israeli victim's mother says Hamas will come for Americans next. Jones then brought up Tlaib and asked Goldman if he intended to go to back up to Capitol Hill and try to get them to rally for the Israeli people. In reply, Goldman insisted there are fringe members of every part. Look, there are fringe parts of many different parties. There are conservative marches in the South with swastikas all the time. Anti-Semitism is rampant, the New York congressman exclaimed. Jones did not push back on Goldman's claim about conservatives, but replied, 100%. But Jones then asked, so what do you say to your party? What do you say to? I've had conversations with them. And, you know, Representative Ocasio-Cortez has condemned both that rally and the Hamas attacks. And what we're talking about here is terrorism, Goldman said. And what we are emphasizing, and what President Biden said so forcefully yesterday and so strongly, is that we stand with Israel, our Democratic ally. That is what the Democratic Party stands with. You can point to one or two different things, and I could point to many things on the right, that many of my Republican colleagues say is ridiculous, that no, I don't agree with that. The Democratic Party is in lockstep shoulder to shoulder with Israel. Watch, Rep. Goldman, Hamas should not exist, like Al-Qaeda and ISIS, it needs to be eliminated. We support them against terrorism, we support them to defend their own country and to continue to be our democratic, strong democratic ally in the Middle East, Goldman continued. Only days ago, Goldman was heard saying that Hamas should not exist. In an interview with CNN's Jake Tapper on Monday, Goldman asserted that Hamas should not exist, it should not be in power. And like Al-Qaeda and ISIS, it needs to be eliminated. Goldman was in Israel to celebrate a bar mitzvah when the attacks began last weekend. The congressman and his family were in a hotel in Tel Aviv when warning sirens went off alerting the nation of incoming missiles. He says he rushed to a shelter along with other citizens of Israel, according to Spectrum News. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.